is KI4DOS calling CQ to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS.
AOS. Or VLW Randy with an announcement.
And they would like to say good evening. KI4VLW. That's Mr. Randy up there in Asheville. Randy, you want to go with your announcement?
We will be having a tech class starting a week from today, next Wednesday, January the 21st, on Zoom. So, if anybody knows anyone interested in taking this class, it is free. Send me an email at my call, KI4VLW, Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey, at ARRL.net with their name and contact information. And I'll be happy to send them the information, the link to the Zoom and everything. It will be, the Zoom will start next Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. It'll run every Wednesday night for about 11 weeks. And we will be using the ARRL technician guidebook, the textbook. And we got about 10 signed up so far, so we got plenty of room since it will be on Zoom.
Randy, y'all are going to have a technician class starting next Wednesday, January the 21st, on Zoom. It is a free class. It will go from 7 till 9 p.m. for about 11 weeks. That's every Wednesday from 7 till 9 p.m. And the folks can get in touch with you to get the Zoom information at KI4VLW at ARRL.net. Correct so far? It feels on Randy's announcement. Randy, I sound like they got it for the time being. You want me to check Linda in while I got you?
Or CRL, and just check us in and out. Hope everybody has a good rest of the week, and appreciate you letting me make my announcement, Gary.
Randy, you know that you're welcome anytime, and glad that we could be of help and service to you. Hopefully you'll have a good class. We need some younger hams in here, Randy. Us old folks like myself, or, you know, we need to get some people in here to help us out and replenish our numbers. But do appreciate you bringing that to us. Please tell Miss Linda we said hello. And, again, thanks for letting us know about the class that y'all are going to put on Zoom. And you can't beat the price of that class either. You know, it's free. And anybody that's interested, just email Randy, and he'll send you the rest of the information. Does anyone need any fields? Like they got it there, young man. You and Miss Linda have a great evening. Y'all stay warm tomorrow. It's supposed to, the cold is supposed to get here tomorrow and drop. The temperature is supposed to drop and all that. So y'all stay warm and safe up there in Asheville. Any other announcements, bulletins, or traffic for the net, please call KI4DOS. Well, all that being taken care of, we'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute. We'll go through the, quite a number of folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over there and get our EchoLink stations. They would like to say good evening to KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT, that's Mr. John. He's down there in Honeypath. And KC4WGG, that's Mr. Patrick. He's in Rome, Georgia. And KE4VGN, that's Mr. Greenville. And N4UYB, that's Mr. Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. And N4DFM, that's Mr. Tony, he's in Richmond, Virginia. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down there in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's down there in Prosperity. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, he's down there in Piedmont. And N4CRV, that's Mr. Lee, he's in Simpsonville. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine, she's up there in Traveler's Rest. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And WU2T, that's Mr. Rusty, he's over there in Moore. And KR4IUB, that's Mr. Lenny over here in Easley. And KQ4YQI, that's Mr. Jose, he's over in Taylor's. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KQ4WHN, that's Mr. Mark over in Greer. Appreciate all of you fine folks being with us this evening. Hope all of y'all are doing well. We'll go over to our EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. It's Jim in Berea, negative and negative. And it was nice to see you down at that Hamfest the other day.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well, and it was good seeing you down in Greenwood. Any other EchoLink stations? EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Police Log In. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
Net Control, please check in KR4CZI. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu, India. Walter, I'm in Anderson, and I'm negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg. He's down there in Brunswick, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. Good meeting you over there in Greenwood the other day. And KR4CZI, that's Mr. Walter. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walter. Hope you are doing well. That concludes all my EchoLink stations, so we'll go over to the alphabet, to the RF check-ins now. In the alphabet, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, DOS.
4 DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilomont 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's where Shoals and should be negative and negative.
Yes. Let's check in. WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenwood County. Be native and native. 73 to all the net. And everybody stay warm.
KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening. KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick. KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay from Ware Shoals. Appreciate all of y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And I hope all of y'all are doing really well. And then we got WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt, across the creek neighbor of mine up here in western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well and you stay warm there, young man. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Break out the poopy suits or the long underwear, Gary. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lehman Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
And this left there warm tonight, Chris. Good evening.
DOS. King Gary, would you please check in? Whiskey 4 Sierra. Bill Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Chris. Good evening, Gary. It's Kilo Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Allenburn. If you will, please tell Miss Joy we said good evening. And I'll be negative, but we'll be listening in for the swap net.
EOS. N2SWJ. This is Scott down in Greer. And I have a query, and I'll be hanging out for the right to you.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Y'all stay warm. And then we got KO4QLG. And everybody knows that's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Chris, you're sounding good tonight there, young man. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And W4SBX. That's Mr. Brad. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Hope you are doing well. And KK4SMV. That's Mr. Dale up there in Ellenboro. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And y'all stay warm, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Then we got N2SWJ. That's Mr. Scott over in Greer. And I appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. And Scott, what's your question there, young man?
BJ, I came in a little bit late, and I heard something about a class that Randy was giving and to email him. I just wanted to know what was the class on and what was his call sign to look up his email.
Well, Mayor Scott, They are having a technician class starting January the 21st, that's next Wednesday, on Zoom. It's a free class. It will go, start about at 7 o'clock and run till about 9 p.m. It'll be about 11 weeks. It'll be every Wednesday night from 7 till 9 p.m. And if you want to get into that class or know someone that would like to get into it, you can email him for the Zoom information at his call, Kilo India 4, Victor, yeah, 4, VLW, at ARRL.net. Copy?
That, my son might be interested in that, so that's good information. Appreciate it. Into SWJ.
I think that's wonderful if you can get your son involved in it. I think he will enjoy the hobby. There's a lot to do in this hobby. It's not just talking on the radio. Let me ask you one more question real quick. Or did you say you were going to be around for the rag chew portion? Okay, buddy. I'll be back to you in just a little bit. Additional stations now in the Quebec Through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes? Please check in. Kilo, Quebec 4, Sierra India Delta, KQ4SID. Name is Craig. I make my home in Greer. I've got nothing for the net type, but I'll be hanging around for the swap net.
4DOS. Again, November 4, Tango Lima Papa, N4TLP. Terry and Moore. No traffic, no table. Good evening, Gary.
Hey, if you would please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4ZYU. Allen and Piedmont. No traffic, no comment. I'll hang around for the swap net.
This KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KQ4SID. That's Mr. Craig over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Craig. Hope you are doing well. And N4TLP. That's Mr. Terry. He's over there in Moore. Terry is getting kind of getting easier to write your new call down. But appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. And KQ4ZYU, that's Mr. Allen over here in Piedmont tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Hope you are doing well. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey Gary, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic, no table. And Gary and Gary just wanted to let you know that it was a pleasure seeing you again. It was a pleasure seeing you again this one time a year at on Saturday in Greenwood. We both thoroughly enjoyed the time we got to spend with you down here on Saturday.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. And I hope both of y'all are doing well. And Stephen, it was my pleasure. I really enjoyed the visit we had. And it was good seeing you and Miss Jennifer again. Wish we could do it a little more often, but you know how it is. But y'all take care and y'all stay warm. Let's move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS net control. Control, if you would please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Lima Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townville on Lake Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, sir, to you and everybody on the net.
KOS.
everybody on the net. Could you please check in KQ4YOO? That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint and Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening KQ4ZLE. That's Mr. Anthony. He's down there in Townsville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Anthony. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4YOO, Mr. Clint, down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Down to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. Call KI4DOS.
Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4BKI. Oh, here in Rocky Hill, man. Y'all have a good one. I'll be in and out. I'll be listening, though.
DOS. Check in. Kilo, Romeo, 4, Delta, Bravo, Romeo. KR4DBR. This is Bo and Easley, and I'm going to be hanging around for the SWAT net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KJ4BKI. That's Mr. Jack up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Good signal into the repeater as always from up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. Then we got KR4DBR. That's my neighbor, Bo, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bo. Please tell your wife we said hello. I hope both of y'all are doing well and staying warm. Additional stations. Well, we've been through there twice. Let's go up to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4. HKX, that's Patrick. My home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Please tell Joy, at least when I said hello, and I'll be listening to the SWAT net.
KI4DOS.
Gary,
please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. Stay warm and stay safe tonight. Tomorrow, Gary, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Echo 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 KR4 EEE Greg in Hendersonville. Thanks for calling the net tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. If you would, please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey. KR4 ETW is Chuck and Campbellella. I'll be negative, but we'll be standing by for SWAT now. Thank you, Gary, for calling in.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Patrick, are you in your easy chair or are you on the base? Okay, well, I can't tell much difference, and that's the reason I ask. Anyway, appreciate y'all being with us, and again, tell Miss Elise we said hello. Next up, we'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Chandler. Harry, it's going to be a two-dog night tomorrow night there, buddy. Y'all stay warm up there. Hope you're doing well. And KR4EEE, that's Mr. Greg over there in Hendersonville, or up there in Hendersonville from me. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. And Greg, when I hear your call, I think of my my daughter-in-law's new dog. She named him Echo. So every time they call and they say something about Echo, I think about you. Just thought I'd let you know about that. Not saying that you're a dog or anything like that. Don't take it that way. I just think it amazing that that's what she named her dog. Anyway, Next up, we got JR4ETW. That's Mr. Chuck over there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chuck. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And appreciate you being here, and you stay warm. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DO.
TOS. Joy, all on the net. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments. Great to see you and Patrick and numerous other folks at the Greenwood Ham Fest this past weekend. But I'll go ahead and turn back over to you and wish 7-3 to everyone on the net.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Good seeing you down there in Greenwood, and along with a lot of other folks. So we, yeah, there was a good many folks down there. I had a really good time. Again, tell Miss Angela that we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well and staying warm. Let's move up to the patient group now on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Please
check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Lima, Bravo, Alpha, that's Travis up here in Black Mountain. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
We're at DOS. Thank you for bringing us the net tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. We'll be in and out tonight. I want to thank you, Gary, for warning us about the terribly cold weather. I can feel it in my bones right now. Have a good night. 7-3.
KI4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there at Fletcher. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Sid, I'd rather be on if I've got to be on the outside of the door, better it be tonight than tomorrow night. It's supposed to be pretty cold down here, but down in the teens. Tomorrow, I'm not looking forward to it, but it'll definitely be a two-dog night. You and Miss Beverly have a great evening and a wonderful week. Also like to say good evening to KE6KEN. That's Mr. Ken over there in Greenville. Ken, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log so far. So we do appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4LBA, that's Mr. Travis up there in Black Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Travis. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. And I hope y'all are doing well and staying warm. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. And up to the big group all the way through the alphabet A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS.
Again, Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie. Gabriel in Greenville. KQ4HEL, Alex. He just left here the house. He's mobile. And we'll be listening for the duration.
DOS. In the net. This is KC4SKD, Larry. KG4AHS, Rhonda. Neighbors over here in Easley. No traffic, no wreck to you tonight, Gary. And I want to bring along my two brothers, K0JET, Randall in Asheville, and KF4GGF, Charlie in Goose Creek. Hope everyone's having a good evening. Good evening. In the net, Gary, KC4SKD.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now we'd like to say good evening, KV4NC. That's Mr. Gabriel over there in Greenville. And he brings along his son, Alex, KQ4HEL. Alex is out there on the mobile in Greenville, and Gabriel's at home. Gabriel, tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And then we got KC4SEL. KD, that's my neighbor Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're over neighbors of mine over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his two brothers, K0JET. That's Mr. Randall. He's up in Asheville. And KF4GGF, that's Mr. Charlie. He's down there in Goose Creek. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Rhonda we said hello. And when you talk to Randall and Charlie again, tell both of those young men that we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And try to stay warm the next few days. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go into the rag-chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood D700 dual band HT. He has the stock hand mic, an MC80 desk mic. He has has the programming cables and two manuals for this transceiver, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. Fella has two Mestastic antennas. These are brand new antennas, and he would like $15 each for them. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is got a fellow looking for some test equipment. He's looking for an RF meter, a deviation meter, and a millivolt meter. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT450D. He has the power cord, a hand mic, and a dust cover for this transceiver. And he would like $475 for it.
Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811H with an extra set of tubes. He says it has to be picked up. It's too heavy to ship. And he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an ICOM IC7610. It's an HF transceiver in excellent condition. It was bought from Gigaparts, is what he told me. But he would like $2,600 for it. And shipping, if required, you know, if it needs to be shipped, it would require the shipping. But he would like $2,600 for this ICOM IC7610. Does anyone need any fuels? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book, appreciate all you fine folks that stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Picking up a few items here and there, you know, one or two at a time, which is good. Don't have anybody looking for anything right now, though, much. But anyway, do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, this is everybody on the net. Please check in NC9V November. Leon, up here in Hendersonville. And my lovely little bride, Wendy. Her call is Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-ray Juliet. And please give our regards to Joy and yourself. And 73 to everybody on the net.
I4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to NC9V. That's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ. That's Miss Wendy. They're up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Leon. Please tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. And Leon, please pass along our condolences to Miss Wendy. Sorry you weren't able to get down to Greenwood, but we understand everything else you had going on up there, and please convey our condolences to Wendy.
Fred, we do appreciate that. She's listening directly. So, 73, and appreciate your concern. Y'all have a good night in C9B. Turn back over net control.
Y'all stay warm. It's not going to be it's going to be pretty chilly tonight, but it's supposed to be cold, downright cold tomorrow night. According to the weather forecast, it's supposed to be 18 in our area. So up there in the hills, you'd probably be a little lower than that. Y'all might get single digits. Y'all stay warm and stay well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS. Greer to Greer to M2SWJ. That's Mr. Scott over in Greer. Scott, what have you been up to there, young man?
SWJ, just got back from New York, but I had a comment tonight. I just wanted to say how, you know, it's important this community is and ham radio is and stuff like that. We, even when we don't have a disaster and stuff, when the cell phones go down like they have today, you know, some of the people that got on the radio today that depend on the cell phones and didn't have any information about what the heck was going on were able to get it from people on the radio and whatnot. So, you know, it's just goes to show how important ham radio still is to even in today in the modern society.
With you, Scott, it is it's still very relevant and still a good option as far as communications go. You know, I don't know what the Verizon's problem was today, but there was a lot of folks that you know, kind of depend on their phones, and when it goes down, man, they just lost. I think it's kind of comical to a point,
You know, I hate it if the folks depend on these cell phones, but oh gosh, when I was a young man, there wasn't no such thing as a cell phone. We had pay phones all over everywhere, but you had to have a little pocket change to make a phone call, even at that. But I tell you what, you can't find a pay phone anymore, hardly, and you know, everybody depends on cell phones for just about everything. But ham radio is still a viable means of communication, and it works really well. Whether it's a major disaster like if Hurricane Helene, when she came through here and tore up everything, to what happened today. And what happened today may have been caused by a solar flare or something. I don't know. I'm not on Verizon, so I didn't have any problems with my cell phone as far as that goes. But I agree with you, young man. Ham radio still gets through.
I mean, everybody's worried about cyber attacks and all that stuff, and you know, I'm not going to say it's impossible, but I don't really see how a cyber attack could get to ham radio. So, it's pretty reliable.
Say that a cyber attack could not get into ham radio. You know, we have a lot of software-defined radios now, and a lot of them have to have your computer or something like that, or your phone or something to make them operate. So I guess a cyber attack could take part of it out, but it's not gonna take it all out. That's for certain. And I've got some older equipment here that still has tubes in it, and you know, if it's talk about an EMP or something like that, you know, it's not going to take out those tubes. It may fry all the transistors and IC chips and all of that, but it won't hurt the tubes. So I guess I'm in pretty good shape here as far as that goes. But a cyber attack may take part of ham radio out, you know, the digital modes and some of that stuff, but it won't shut it down completely.
I mean, good old analog, keep on chucking.
Surprised in my shack, if you came over and looked at it, I've got an old Hammerlin HQ-170 sitting over here on my workbench that still works, and boy, I turn it on just to listen to it every once in a while. It takes a little while for it to get stabilized and get all warmed up and all of that, but I enjoy listening to it. But you know, I'm not a young man anymore, so that's kind of what I grew up on, and I'm more accustomed to the older stuff that's got knobs instead of you know, menus and all of this.
A menu variety. I don't have any of the old equipment or anything like that. I'd like to get some someday. But currently, all my stuff is new, digital this, digital that, fancy, schmancy, menu-driven stuff, I guess. I don't know if it's fancy, schmancy, but it's menu-driven type stuff.
The problem with that, you know, if that's, you know, that's what you were brought up with, you know, these younger folks, my grandson, he wanted to learn Morse code, and you know, before that, he was in computers and cell phones and all of that. And when he was 12, he wanted to learn Morse code. Well, he's turned 18 now, and he's into little girls. So his ham and Morse code and all that's gone out the window.
Starting to learn Morse code, I cannot do it very well right now, but I am endeavoring to do that.
A lot of fun once you get into it. It's like learning a new language. You know, there are pros and cons about the best way to learn Morse code. The easiest way for me was to push my key aside and just sit there and monitor and listen. And
Once you learn the characters and all that, you know what you're going to send, but you don't know what's coming across the other direction. And so I found it easier for me, personally, to listen instead of sitting there trying to operate the straight key or the iambic paddles, either one. So that's the way I learned it, and that was the easiest for me.
Listen, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Easier for you to put your key down there and play with it and that sort of thing. If that's what it takes, do that. You know, I'm not saying don't. I'm just telling you what was easier for me. And my wife is very musical. She plays the piano and other instruments as well. But the tone of a CW signal just drives her up the wall. And she cannot learn Morse code because of the tone. And I told her, I said, well, we can vary the tone and we can do this. And no, I don't want no part of it. She said, it just sounds like a bunch of garbage to me. So, then I've had other folks that are musically inclined said it was real easy for them. But, it's just like any other thing. The more you use it, the easier it is to do. You know, you find shortcuts and things that can help you learn and that sort of thing. So just keep at it. You'll get there.
Thank you very much.
I've had several folks over here, and they said, why don't you do some of the digital stuff? And I said, well, you know, to me, you know, that's my computer talking to somebody else's computer. So I'll just get on here and turn dials and turn knobs and that sort of thing. A lot of the things that have come out in the not too distant past are the things like the waterfalls and stuff that you can have on your computer or that are on the radios even now. We'll show you the stronger signals and you can find out who's on the band real quick. That and the spotters and things that you can look that up on the computer, and people say they heard this one on there, that one on there. You can go to that real quick and help you find some good contacts. But it's a lot of fun any way you look at it. Always something to do.
It really is a very wide and very variety of things to look for and to do. And I like to tinker with the electronics and everything. That's fun. So it's so much more than just talking on the radio, which is what everybody just thinks it is. And I try to explain that to people, and they're just like, huh? And it goes over their heads. But oh well.
I4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net was N2SWJ, Mr. Scott. A very close friend of mine. He's Silent Key now, a very knowledgeable man. You could call him my Elmer if you wanted to, because he taught me a lot of things. He used to make the statement on the radio quite frequently. You know, getting your license, getting your ham license, is not just a piece of paper saying that you can operate. It's a lesson to learn. You know, I mean, it's you get into this hobby because there's so many different aspects to it. You can do slow scan TV, moon bounce, meteor scatter, digital. Oh God, there's so many different digital things now. CW, QRP. Just all kinds of, a ham license is a license to learn. And Ray Allison, K4SUG, used to say that all the time.
That once before, and it couldn't be more true. Because, I mean, it absolutely blew my mind when I started. When I first got my license, I had a very narrow view of what I could and couldn't do. But the more how to put it, it's like the rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland. You know, once you get in, it just keeps going deeper and deeper and getting wider and wider.
Pretty good analogy.
Thank you, sir. I got to run and at this point, because I got to get up early. But thanks for rag chewing with me tonight into SWJ.
My pleasure. It's always my pleasure when I rag chew with somebody. I enjoy it. It's a whole lot of fun, and that's what we got in this hobby for us to talk about. I tell people there's two things that hams like to do. Now, number one is talk, and the other one's eat. So you look at me, I'm not real tall, but I'm kind of round, and so I like to eat and I like to talk. So anyway, you take care there. Appreciate you talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it, and look forward to doing it again real soon. You be careful in your travels, and I hope you don't have to do any traveling this week. Maybe they'll let you kind of stay in town. But you take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Yeah, anybody on the net, please check in. N4, MLR, number 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Chimmy in the alley.
Say good evening to Mr. Jim, N4NLR, Mr. Jim over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you are doing well there, young man. You stay warm and stay dry. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Missed anyone for comments, or is there anyone out there that would like to make a comment or any other check-ins? Call KI4DOS. Well, folks, that's going to about wrap it up this evening. I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. There you have it, folks. Had a grand total of 63 tonight. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. Folks, y'all are the ones that make the net. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. And Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for all those that checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.